Live from the Minota Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's the Bell of Thrones with Lyle Anderson. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who was hoping to attend his 46th Mifflin Street block party, it's Michael Feldman.
No block party. Oh, man, bummer. I was hoping Paul Sogdon would get arrested at this block party, just for the old time's sake, you know? Gosh, that's a bad thing. Well, you know, each week at this time, I read an actual memo sent in by an actual listener.
That's true.
That's right. And here, this from last week, you know, we had the woman who played the quiz, Diane. Their car broke down. They drove all the way from Missouri. And their car broke down here, and so she said to her husband, "Can you take care of the car because I want to go to the show?" So she came here, but meanwhile he was there trying to get the car fixed. And here's the upshot of that, because we were worried about him. I was a quiz contestant on April 20th who was from Missouri and had car trouble. I'm happy to report that thanks to some nice people in Madison, the car was repaired during the show, and we're able to get home as planned. A big shout out to O'Reilly's Auto Parts in East Washington, who diagnosed the problem, and Zimbrick Buick, who worked us in on a Saturday morning. All the people in the audience wished me good luck, and one lady even asked me if I needed a ride somewhere. We all know how nice the people of Wisconsin, my husband's home state, are, and this proves it. Sincerely, Diane Ayers. So they got back. I was concerned about them. And how about this here now? We have documentation on you, Lowell. Thought you'd get away, didn't you? We know a little more than your first name now. So happy birthday and a shout out to Lowell Nordling. Do you admit being Lowell Nordling? All right. In attendance at the 4/27 show, Lowell turned 82 on 4/26, or 26 on 8/24. I'm not sure. You're either 82 or 26. Attending the show is much younger bride, Trudy. Much younger bride, Trudy, everyone. So there you have it. Now, who sent this? This came by anonymous. Any idea who might have sent that?
I did.
You did? He's an interesting guy, that little, you know. He's got something up his sleeve. Oh, in the actual memos, we got some little ones here. Let's do a couple of these here. Due to the threat of severe weather, the statewide tornado drill that was scheduled for tomorrow has been postponed until Friday. Get a lot of those for some reason. I don't know. Inclement weather, they always say that. Or incontinent weather other times. Here's an IT department in a large medical organization. Regular memos about changes in electronic records from a large electronic record medical place somewhere we can't speak of. This one is, for the record, leech dispensing. The Department of Pharmacy is now handling the dispensing of leeches. The leech order care set has been updated to include a new leech treatment pharmacy dispense order to prompt dispensing. How does one dispense a leech? Carefully, I would think. Continue to use the leech therapy patient care order as now to prompt nursing documentation. No tasks will appear on the medication order, but additional leech kits can be requested using the additional med request function. The leech treatment pharmacy order now requires certain new order details. A picture of the electronic page here that shows where the leech goes and how often. Okay, that's not really a memo or anything. That's just weird. Then there's this one. Where is this from? Well, it was in the inbox somewhere, a wildlife agency. Just a reminder to all staff, the refrigerator in the break room is for staff food only, not for specimens. Any specimens currently in the unit will be disposed of by the end of the day. But how can you tell the difference, ladies and gentlemen, between specimens and the average lunch? So there you have it. That's an actual memo sent in by actual listeners. Okay, a bonus, this one here. Managers, please share this message with employees. The moving sidewalks, both the up and down side, went down today. The down sidewalk will be repaired and will be placed in the up running position. The up sidewalk will remain down until necessary parts to repair the issue are received and installed in approximately 3 weeks. Whoa. We apologize for any inconveniences. And this came from someone on the downside, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Where can they send all this stuff?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Yeah. And if they want to just reach us, anything they want, anything.
Same thing, whatdoyouknow@wpr.org.
Yeah.
And snail mail, there's an option too.
Snail mail?
Yes.
Do you ever use it yourself?
Occasionally. I receive bills via snail mail.
But do you ever write a letter?
I do, actually. Postcards. I'm a big fan of postcards, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, send them in.
Yeah. So when, how, and where?
821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos or whatever other subject line.
Do they have to supply their own stationery?
They do, and their own postage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Now, what if they're on the Twitters?
On the Twitters, yes. Yeah. If they would like to follow you, your handle is @MyFeldman. The show has a handle, too.
That's nice. Yeah. I like to hear about it sometimes.